Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for the 9th of January, 2023. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you're unfamiliar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system that you can learn more about by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause now for priority traffic or to allow you to disconnect from the conference if you do not want to hang around for our net. I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne, and I'm located in Urbana, Illinois. My SDF username is JWH, and those four items of information are what we look for in a check-in on this net. I'm just ad-libbing now. Anyway, this net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu on Echolink node 9229, known as the TechLink Conference. And we would like to thank Michael, VE6UX, formerly VE7KI, for letting us use this conference for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all radio amateurs and is not limited to members of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. Now, at this point, I would explain how we do check-ins here, but I'm looking at my Echolink dashboard, and all the call signs I see on there have been in here before. So I think you all know how we do this, so I will dispense with the explanation. So, at this point, I say, we like to have a question of the week to kickstart our discussions. And this week's question, I think we might have touched on this in the past, but it's probably time to bring it up again. It relates to the cover story on the current issue of QST Magazine. It's all about volunteering. And so the question this week is, do you engage in any volunteer activities that employ or involve amateur radio? For example, a lot of hams are involved in ARIES, or what do they call it, Skywarn, storm spotting. I'm a member of the local search and rescue team, and we have a number of hams who are also members of that, so that we can use ham radios in our search efforts. So anyway, that's what the topic is, volunteering in your community and with some kind of ham radio connection. So let me reset. Okay, I thought it was about the time out there. I will go down the list of the stations that I have already noticed in the dashboard. I see VK6BQQ, KB0ROT, KD9NDJ, N4RNW. There was a station from Spain in there, but he's gone. And W1SK. So all of you, you're on my list here, and I'll start going down my list here momentarily. I'm just pausing to make sure that no new stations have popped in there while I was talking. So, first on the list is VK6BQQ.
KD9FJ and the group, VK6BQQ. Well, not a whole lot here. We do volunteer from various people around the world, but haven't done too much lately. So, yeah, we'll just stand by here and see what happens. But great to hear you in here this morning, Wayne, and we'll listen with intent. Back to net, VK6PQQ.
Okay, thank you, Reg. Always good to hear from you as well. And I should have added that even though we do have a topic, that's not the only topic that's allowed. If you've got something else on your mind, by all means, mention it. Next on my list is KB0ROT.
Well, hello there, Wayne, N4RNW there. No, I'm sorry, Wayne. AB9FJ. Wayne, I don't really have participated in any weather-related help or anything like that, or ARIES or anything like that in my area. So there's not much I can say about that anyway there. Probably the most maybe to help a ham operator or something like that. Maybe work together on different things. It'd be about it there for now anyway there, Wayne. So we're going to turn it back to you there, Wayne, KB0ROT.
Okay, well, that's fine, Ken. I guess the whole point of this is to just give to spark some discussion. And if you don't have something to say, that's perfectly all right. Next on my list here is KD9NDJ.
AB9FJ, this is KD9NDJ. My name is Ken. I'm in Rantoul, Illinois, which is East Central Illinois. I am KDB, Kilo Delta Bravo, on SDF. I have not really volunteered for anything official as an amateur. I sort of consider myself too new a ham to be Elmering or that kind of thing. I did do a bunch of nets for a while there, and that was kind of fun. But I wasn't exactly volunteering. I was sort of, talked into it. That's the way to put it. Anyway, so that's all I've got. Back to you, Wayne. This is KD9NDJ.
Okay, thank you, Ken. And yes, I'm holding out the hope that you will come back and do some more of those nets, either you or Dell, or maybe both as kind of a tag team. But your comment reminded me, though, there are some kinds of volunteering that maybe is not the first thing that comes to mind. I mean, there are official things, serious things, like Aries, but there are also things like, here in our town, we have a marathon every year. And as you can imagine, it really wrecks the traffic patterns around town. And so they need a lot of volunteers to man or control traffic and protect the runners from getting run over and yada, yada, yada. So anyhow, there's that kind of activity that you could volunteer for, or a lot of charities like to have walks where, they'll get a bunch of people to walk around town, and I guess they earn donations from their friends and neighbors and family and so on. So and those kind of parades also need some traffic control, and a lot of hams volunteer to do that. So, and the other comment that Ken made kind of sounded like he was thinking that in order to be a volunteer, you kind of have to be an Elmer. And I was thinking, no, it's just the opposite. Volunteering for something like one of these parades or the marathon, something like that, that would be a good opportunity to hang out with more experienced hams and, pick up some lore and tips and, information that way. So in an informal kind of situation rather than like in a club meeting or something like that. So anyway, I would encourage new hams especially to get involved in some kind of volunteer activity like that. So anyway, before I ramble off the cliff here, next on my list here is N4RNW.
Well, good evening, Wayne and the group. N4RNW here, Harold from Fort Myers, Florida, Southwest Florida. Well, it was a beautiful day today. We're in the prime season of the year. It's dry, it's sunny, it's not so hot and not so humid. Fortunately, the hurricane season is over. We've had more than our share this year. Volunteer work, no. My ham radio activity is limited to Echolink, and I'm not involved with anything locally here. But as a side story, I was checking the International Space Station route, and it should be right overhead tomorrow morning at 6:08. And there are a few different tracking apps you can download to follow that, and it's pretty neat. It looks like a very bright star moving across the sky, and you've got about 5 minutes from horizon to horizon, and directly overhead it's about 245 miles. All right, so I know that didn't answer your question, Wayne, but that's good. So back to you, N4RNW.
Okay, thank you, Harold. And Yeah, 6 o'clock in the morning, though, it's a little bit too late for me to stay up, and I'm certainly not going to wake up that early. But I agree with you. I never get tired of watching a nice space station pass. It's awesome. And I like heavens-above.com. They have a nice webpage to help you predict when would be a good time to go out and watch. And I haven't checked it lately, so thank you for reminding me. And up here in east central Illinois, our temperatures are hovering around freezing. It goes down into the 20s at night and up into the 30s during the day. And I think we have some forecasts close to 50 coming up in a week or so. So not too bad for this time of year. Certainly better than we had just before Christmas. Anyway, let's see. Who's next on my... I lovely see that Spanish station did not come back, so skip him. Next is W1SK.
Well, hey, good evening, everybody. Hope you're all having a good week so far. This is W1SK in Central Maine. As far as a lot of volunteer work, I used to do a ton of it, actually. I think prior to the pandemic, I think things got rattled up. When I lived in Western Maine, it was the time that stopped. The Moon Echo Land Trust had a huge bike track. It was a lot of fun. A lot of new hands got to really learn how all that stuff worked. It was a lot of fun. Parades, all that sort of thing. The trek across Maine was a big deal too. Lots of riders, bike riders and such. But over the past couple of years, especially where I live in Central Maine, the Aries group here is very serious. I'm not holding anything against them at all, but it's just I'm kind of a relaxed, easygoing kind of guy, and they're kind of serious about what they do, and that's great. I think that's awesome, you know. But there's something for everybody. Speaking of astronomical activity, there is a comet coming. I don't know if anyone has heard about this at all, but I'm kind of excited about it for next month. I think February 1st, February 10th. I forget the exact date, but there's a comet. I was actually just looking it up. It's going to be 0.23 AU away. Yeah, C2022E3ZTF, which is pretty cool. Should be visible with the naked eye. I guess it's been, you know, several tens of thousands of years that it crossed our path again. So that's pretty cool, too. Looking forward to that. Get a good pair of binoculars. Maybe you'll see it from where you're at. From what I understand, we should be able to see it here from the northeast. So that's pretty cool, too. I think that's about it for me. AB9FJ in the net from W1SK 73 and good evening.
Okay, thank you, Joe. And that reminds me, I think, what is it, the next year, April, I think, we've got another total eclipse coming. So it's not too soon to start making plans about that if you need to travel and book a hotel or something. So, all right. Let's see. I think I'm at the end of my list here. Oh, hello. VE6UX, Michael has joined us here. Welcome, and I am Alpha Bravo 9, Foxtrot Juliet. I keep forgetting to identify on Echolink for some reason. But anyway, let me recap what we've been talking about. Our topic this week is volunteering. Do you volunteer with any organization or something in your community that has some connection with amateur radio? And examples are things like Aries, maybe a search and rescue team, maybe a charity walk or a marathon, or, you know, a bike across the province or state. You know, all those kinds of things that sometimes they need volunteers, and sometimes volunteers with radios in particular. So, Michael, if you're ready to go, you have the floor.
Hey, B9FJ, VE6EUX here in Calgary. Of course, the net happens at dinner time right now, and being diabetic, I have to do that stuff. We didn't get it early today, so that's why I'm a little bit late. And yeah, I volunteer as much as I can and drive people around, pick up garbage, that kind of stuff. I don't do any radio volunteer. Nobody needs it around here where I've been for the last little while. I suppose they'll have parades and stuff. I'll do that here as well. I'm also an administrator for NREL, so I do work with their conferences and their forums and stuff like that. NREL, N-TRAC, Z-TRAC, Z-TRAC, whatever you want to call it, is all the model railroad stuff. And I think it's not too bad out here. Right now, we're sitting about -1 degrees Celsius, so that would be just under 32 degrees Fahrenheit. VE6UX back to net.
Okay, thank you, Michael. Yes, it's 32 Fahrenheit, 0 Celsius here in East Central Illinois, according to my remote thermometer here. Not sure how much I should really rely on it, but it makes sense. Okay, let's see. So I think I've exhausted... Oh, no, that's not what I want to say. I have given everyone a chance to speak, so now it's time to speak again. If you would like to recheck, please come now with your call. Okay, not hearing anything, so it might be time to wrap things up here, which I'm just going to be a short net this week. Let me cue my script back up here. But I'll take a final call. Anyone with any second thoughts that they might want to venture into the net, please call now.
AB9FJ, BK6BQQ. Well, just as a point of interest, I think we have a volunteer coming over, KB0ROT10. Now, we've been doing nets for a few years over the age, but he is, I believe, going to volunteer, and it might be a thing for him to just get in touch and see what he can do for volunteering and getting a few things going together. So we'll see how he makes out in North Dakota. But yeah, we'll get some volunteering going and get our Friday night tech night going and see if he can manage. So just a thought. Back to net, BK60QQ.
Thank you, Reg. And I just did kind of a face palm there. It was, I mean, now that I think about it, it's so obvious, but it had slipped my mind. And that was volunteering to be net control of a net somewhere. So I think I'll save that for a future SDF net. But thank you for planting that idea in my head, Reg. I see there's something going on in the chat room there. Michael is saying, I think he's saying that he could volunteer to be the net control. Well, all right, we'll talk about that. Do we have any more rechecks, final comments before I wrap up the net? Okay, let's see, where am I here? This concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club net at, let's call it 0021. Zulu. If you would like to, I still don't know if that talk group is active, but if you're on DMR, try 31650. But I do know that we are in COM on SDF in the Anon radio room, and you can join us there if you want. Otherwise, this is Net Control Station, AB9FJ, saying 73 for now.
And things get kind of quiet there for a bit, but anyway. N4RNW, and everything getting sorted with you folks weather-wise?